Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. God bless. Yes, I, the first day of the Yom HaRishon, the Hebrew, the Ahad Ehud, the first day right here for the first day service. We're calling it in grace. Sunday service here. We have the sabbatical study. We have the sixth and seventh Aliyot here. In the 11th sabbatical study, Vayigash, 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 and he drew near. Key word for the disciples, you know, to study up the root of Vayigash is Nagash. Very interesting Hebrew, Nagash, similar to the Nagus root right there. But here for the Sunday service, first word.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
So here, the Shabbat, the Sabbath seal. We have the Sabbath seal psalm right here, 144 coming forward.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes, 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 the Shabbat seal, the seal of the Shabbat here, fulfilling the seventh day, and here coming into the eve of the first day, we have the Sabbath seal psalm, Psalm 144, Mizmor Koth Min Dalet, Koth Min Dalet. Psalm 144, Psalm CXLIV. It's joy in Ha'el, Ha'el. And in the reading from this 11th sabbatical study, Wayigash, we have the name Ha'el, Ha, the definite article in Hebrew, El. El in the Hebrew is a contraction from the more archaic, the more ancient Ha'el. But we also have Ha'el, Ha'el. Ha'el contracted as Ha'el. Right, Ha'el as in Ha'ila. We say the Ha'ila in the Gutas, power of Selassie, power of the Trinity. We say the Hebrew Trinity. So here we have joy in Ha'el, in the Almighty Ha'elohim, Alahayim's protection, in the power's protection. Just a share right here at this time of the year, here out of the season, in the out season, three times in the year. Shall all the males of Israel, the seven moons, 7 months. So here we're actually after that period of time. You know, is this the 11th? Which moon in the month? I think the 11th. Yeah, coming forward here through this season in the darker part, the winter moon. So a reminder here that Psalm 144 is a psalm for one of the psalms, one of the chants, the Isis, right, for sealing up the Shabbat. And just to share this here, joy in Ha'el's protection. This joyous hymn right here, Psalm 144, is largely a mosaic of citations, like quotes from other psalms, other chants, others of the Tehillim, right, the Elilta, the Isis. To the title, in the title here, it says, in the Hebrew, it says, Le Dawi. In the Royal Amharic, in the Septuagint, in His Majesty's Bible, it states, Sile Goliath, concerning Goliath. So here the note, this joyous hymn is largely a mosaic of citations from other psalms, other chants, to the title of David, the LXX. The Septuagint adds, they say here, against Goliath, in His Majesty's Bible, the Metzah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garamawi, Karamawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, it reads, Sile, in the Amharic, Sile, because of, concerning Sile, Goliath, concerning Goliath, because of Goliath. And the Targum, which is the interpretation of Targum, it sees in verse 10 a reference to this Philistine, the Philistine's hurtful sword. When we get to verse 10, right, in verse 10 it says, who giveth salvation to kings, salvations to kings, who giveth salvation to kings, who rescuest David, thy servant from the hurtful sword, thy servant from the hurtful sword. Reminds me of this right here. Many of the item familiar with it, just to share this one here again, so we can put all these things into context. Yes, right here. Here, the King of Kings.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And I carrying forward that tried into the 21st century with faith, courage, and a just cause. I and I, David, generation of Rastafari, will still beat Goliath and any Goliath. So here we have the 10th verse right here. Ha notain, in the Hebrew, ha notain, Teshua. You hear him, Teshua, the Yasha, as in Yeshua, right? But here we have Teshua. My salvation or victory, also victory, Teshua, La Melakim, right, to kings, or even in a sense to the kings, La Melakim, who giveth. He's a giver, Ha Notain. So we look at the Hebrew tetragrammaton, or the YHWH in the English transliteration. We refer to it as a Hashem, right? The name, the Hashem, Yahweh, hey, he who be, who he be, he who becomes, right? He who becomes. So bringing out his attributes, we have here, Ha Notain, who giveth, the giver, Ha Notain, the giver, Ha Notain, who he be Ha Notain, he be the giver, Ha Notain, Teshua, La Melakim, he is the giver of salvation, Teshua, to kings, to rulers, who rescueth David, who rescueth David, Ha Potseh, Ha Potseh et David, Abdo, Ha Potseh, the one who rescues. So he's a Ha Potseh. He's the rescuer. He's the rescuer et David of David, Abdo, his servant from the hurtful sword. Mecherev Ra'a. Mecherev, the Cherev. Like we have cherub, but really in the Hebrew more it's the che sound. Here we have the cherub. The cherub is the sword. The cherub, the sword. May cherub from the cherub, ra'ah. Same word for evil, the hurtful sword. So here it's brought out as the hurtful sword, the ill sword, right, the unkind sword, right, the evil sword. Now, the composite character, this psalm, the Sabbath Seal Psalm 144, right, it has a composite character because it has a lot of the words of power, certain verses that are found, and key phrases that are found elsewhere. So it has like mantras and mantras, like word sound power. Protection, word sounds right here. So it's composite character of the psalm. The use of, in the psalm, in the Hebrew, there's a lot of Aramaicisms, Aramaic. There's like a lot of Aramaic references. Simply put, that's like East Coast, West Coast, like, or North, South, amongst different peoples who speak the same language. Sometimes there's different dialects in different parts, and they may be prone to a particular kind of, for lack of a better word, this is a better expression, a mother tongue, right? Mother tongue. So Aramaic is more like Eastern Shemitic, right? While Hebrew, Afro-Semitic is like more Western, like Amharic. Interestingly enough, Ge'ez has a lot of traces of Eastern Shemiticisms within it, the Ge'ez, the Ethiopic. But moving forward right here, there's a mention of Dawid also in the psalm as a person other than the writer. So in the style of the psalm, we can see that Lid-Dawid in the Hebrew is mentioned as a person other than the writer based on the content, studying the content. All this suggests that the superscription has to be understood as in the Davidic style. David had a certain style. I and I, Rastafari, and lovers of the king's music notice that in certain music have a certain style. Like even a lot of Burhana Selassie, Bob Marley, and the Wailers' music, right, that became synonymous with their name, had a lot of influence from like Lee Scratch Perry, like if you go into the music. So some music have a certain style. So one can do a tune nowadays, but have that music or have that particular style. So here they put it in the style of David by saying Lid Dawid, of David or for David, or the Davidic school of the psalmist, the Davidic school of Isis. As even Burhana Selassie, you know, even spoke about like reggae, you know, reggae being the king's music. Very interesting quote right there about reggae, you know, being the king's music. How is reggae the king's music? And then what music of the music out there that might be called reggae is truly the reggae that is the king's music? We have that particular clip. Don't know if we can find that right here, but concerning reggae being the king's music, you know, that music that praises, it has a certain style. So David and the Psalms of David are quintessentially, how can we say, the Psalms of David are like quintessentially the Isis. Like nowadays, most churches, they have like psalm book and prayer books, different ones inspired or, not inspired, however that may be, you know, have put together a lot of tunes. You might know a lot of these tunes. They might sound religious, but they really have nothing to do with scriptural biblical Isis. And so we speak about Isis. Scriptural biblical Isis is the Psalms, or that which reflects, you know, the same spirit, the same Irid. So in studying today's daily psalm, based on a lot of the quotes, many of the quotes are from other, you know, from other areas of psalms that are quintessentially Davidic. So here we can call today's daily psalm like a later, it's like a later in the history of the psalms and looking at the language of different psalms. Like to really share how you can tell by the language of the different psalms. It's like English. I brought something from back in like the 1600s, some writing or whatever. You can even look at it and you can tell like, yo, that's like some old writing, even as they use, you know, as they use the language, how they write the letters. The same thing can be done when studying the Hebrew. So it becomes very interesting to see the richness, the layers. But let's go forward right here, and fulfill this first day service, Melakam Nehud. So all this suggests that the superscription has to be understood, overstood, as in the Davidic style. Right, or the Davidic school of psalmists. Like, to just use our Rastafari Joseph here, Bob Marley, the Wailers. If one and one now does a tune and we hear it and it sounds like Burhan Selassie or his style or that style of music, BMW, Bob Marley, and the Wailers music, we would definitely associate it in the same sense as the Sabbath Seal Psalm 144. But now in the Judaic liturgy, in the ancient and even modern Jewish and Judaic liturgy, this psalm, it prefaces the service for the termination of HaShabbat, and it's found in the Siddur, like the Hebrew prayer books. Quote, the praise of Elohim as Ha-Echad, Ahadu, as the one, as Ahadu Amlak, as the one who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle, this fits well. Hear this right here. The praise, right, the eyes of Exiavi, of the sustainer, of Hailahim, of the power, as the one, as Ahadu, as Ha-Echad. You say, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. You say, Besam Awa, Wolu, Wementis, Kedus, Ahadu. Ahadu, as the one who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. A quote from the opening verse, right? This verse, it fits well with the imminent renewal of the weekday struggle. So here on the seventh day from ancient times, this psalm was brought into the service at the seal of the Shabbat. So that's after the Shabbat day has gone out and the evening has come in. You know, many ones in one's community will come out again, and, you know, there'll be almost like a little party, so to speak, going into the early hours of the morning. Now, we know this when we study the Gospels, how Paul and others, how they got together, like on the Sabbath, kept reasoning to the first day, and then on the first day, they started to take care of the brethren, like certain business. So they did gather on the first day for a certain gathering, because we gathered right here. But this psalm, it fits well with the imminent renewal of the weekday struggle. So beginning again the first day after the Shabbat day rest, after the Sabbath calm, comes the intrusion of the world. So in the psycho-spirituality of it, we recognize after the calm of the Sabbath comes, you know, after the fulfillment of the seventh day comes that first day. And comes the new Shabuah, the new week. Against that, the psalm, the chant, the Isis, Psalm 144, it proceeds to invoke Ha'el, the power, his hand, his protecting, right? His protecting hand, the Yad, the hand, while the joys of a full garner and an overflowing sheepfold are those to be attained by the labor That is once more man's lot. Now, it's interesting here because we read the psalm is speaking in more, how do you say, country tones, you know, speaking more like off the grid. It's speaking more of an off-the-grid language and everything like that. But when we recognize the true interpretation of the narrative, speaking about the barns and the sheepfold, that meant that ones were blessed, were prospered, right? Their businesses were well. Their children, the sons and daughters, were growing up well and good and pleasing to the Almighty and therefore also to be blessed. But in the midst of this is the labor, the idea that 6 days, it says, thou shalt labor, and the seventh day rest. So the command to rest also has in it a command or a reminder, right, to work, that balance right there, right, fulfilling the law, right, of work and rest, that work and rest. But as the psalmist continues, the psalmist in the chant, Psalm 144, as it continues, whatever comes to man in his warfare, I always find this note to be interesting because business, they say, is another form of war. So from the Hebraic view of Psalm 144, sealing up the Sabbath, right, the chant here, Psalm 144, brings out the idea that whatever comes to man in his warfare, right, his workfare, his warfare is of Ha'el, is of the power, Elohim Ha'av. Elohim, the Father, his doing. It is from him, from Elohim, right, that man wins the power, the ability, that power, as we have in Deuteronomy, I think it's 8:18, where it says, remember, Yahuwah, Eloheka, he who be who he be, thy power, for is he the one who gives you, you know, the ability, you know, he gives you the power to get wealth, the ability to get wealth. So it is from him, Ha Elohim, right, that man wins the power to triumph and the fruits of victory. And thus it seals up here with this key word, prosperity is only real when this is recognized, that it is from him and through him that man, right, male and female, the human being wins and acquires the power, the ability to triumph. To overcome, not saying there won't be trials or tribulation, but to overcome. In fact, the word, the Hebrew and the Amharic word, the chayil means like to almost like overpower. That doesn't mean that some things may not beset you, but you gain the power to overcome, to triumph, and the fruits of victory. Prosperity is only real when this is recognized. When this point is recognized. So Sabbath seal psalm, look more on the first day, the evening psalm, Psalm 24, and let's just ride up here for the Sunday service, the first day service. Melkam Hud, Yom HaRishon. Oh, here.
Reggae music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And the king of religion.
El rey, la reina en este caso.
Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And the Canberra religious.
El rey, la reina en este caso.
Canberra religious.
Mm-hmm. Esa religión en la música.
You have
Makeda, more the Ethiopic reading of it, but Queen Makeda, Queen Makeda there with clean hands, going through the first four or so Hebrew verses of Psalm 24, the evening. It's the evening psalm for the first day. Now, one has to recognize that they change laws and times, you know, times and laws and everything. The evening, right, the evening part precedes the day. Right, so what part of the day or what part of time is that? The evening. So the evening and morning is one day. This is why even amongst the faithful Ethiopians and others, but looking at the example when we speak about nativity, right, or the Magi at the house bringing the gifts to the baby Yeshua, right, we get to see, you know, the same principle of like time. Right, you know, like looking at the principle of time. The day is the sixth, right? The day is the seventh, but it's the sixth where we gather together. We gather together like the eve before the day, because we know that the day scripturally, biblically, according to Hailahim's keeping of time. So this is the time right here, like for the evening psalm, because then, you know, after the fullness of the night comes the day, right? So we have 12 hours in the day. Right, approximately in 12 hours in the night, as Robeinu Yeshua so said, even in the New Testament. But today's the evening psalm, Psalm 24, is a hymn of greeting. Just to point this out, that Psalm 24, a hymn of greeting, has a historical background that links with 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15. With the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem that they had called Jebusalem, it has a lot of resonance to what's going on even in the state of Israel today, but it says, with the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem, in its entirely passed into the hands of Dawid, of David. They were some of the remnant tribes of the Canaanites, the Jebusites. He now has the opportunity of providing a resting place there for the Ark of the Covenant. So Psalm 24, the evening psalm for the first day that's called Sunday, right, has a link with the Ark of the Covenant and Dawid, HaMelech, and the goose Dawid, providing a resting place for the Ark of the Covenant. And the psalm, the chant, was composed, this psalm, Psalm 24, for the joyous occasion, right, the joyous occasion when the Ark of the Covenant was brought from the house of one named Obed-Edom, right, or the servant of Edom, to the tent that David had prepared for its reception. According to tradition, this psalm, Psalm 24, the evening psalm, was regularly recited in the Heikal, in the temple, the Beit House Mikdash, holy in the Hebrew, Beit HaMekdes in the Amharic, Beit House of Mekdes, the holy, right? On the first day, get that, the connection of the first day of the Shabuah, the first day of the seven, the first day of the week, which properly is what they call Sunday or the first day of the week. According to the tribe, this psalm, this chant was regularly recited in the temple on the first day of the week. We also have a prayer book reference, the door reference, and in the LXX, the Septuagint, also as Matthew's Bible has a note there, this is explicitly stated right in the heading. So even the connection of the Isis, right, knowing what the Isis are for. So here, pull you right up right here, the evening psalm here for the first day of the Shabuah.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia.
The whole place is due for
And here, Earth is the Lord's here. A midnight, Vaughn Benjamin here. This tune right here, Earth is the Lord's here for the evening psalm, evening night.
Unto the King of Kings.
find your peace, love, and approval. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, today.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Yerushalayim.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Or 70. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheishi. The Sheishi Aliyah for this Shabbat. Shabbat Wayikash. Sabbath, and he drew near. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 46, here at verse 28, for the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, offering up, going up, the Aliyah, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat Vayikash. Genesis chapter 46, verse 28. Ve'eta Yehuda shalach le fanayo ila Yosefa le horota le fanayo kishana wayayabou arza kishen arza Arza Kishen. And he sent to Judah, to Yehuda, before him to Yosef, to Joseph. Ueta Yehuda shalach lefanayo illa Yosef. And he sent Judah, Yehuda, before him to Yosef, to direct his face to Goshen. Ueta Yehuda shalach lefanayo illa Yosef lehorota lefanayo gishena 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 to Gishen, to Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. Wayavou arza Gishen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Yisrael, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself to him, and he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Yisrael said to Yosef, now let me, may God die, since I have seen thy face, because thou, the I, art yet alive. Amuta, Amuta, Hapa'am, Achreya Reoti Aeta Paneka, Kia Odeka Hai. Make I die now, now make I die. Amuta, Amuta, now make I die. Amuta, Hapa'am, now make I die, since I have seen thy face. Amuta, Hapa'am, Achreya, Re'otiya, Etapaneka, that thou, the I, art yet alive. Kia odeka hai, the I art yet, are still, are yet alive. Ki odeka hai, and Joseph, and Yosef said to his brethren and to his father's bait, his father's house, I will go up, I will aliyah up, and shuparo o Pharaoh, and say to him, my brethren and my father's bait, my father's house, who were in the land, who in the land of Canaan are come to me, are come to I. And the men, shepherds, and their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh, the great house, shall call you and shall say, what your occupation, that ye, that y'all shall say, thy servants' trade have been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we, I and I, and also I and I fathers, that ye, that y'all may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd an abomination to the Egyptians. And Yosef, and Joseph said to his brethren, Wayomer Yosef ella echayo, we ella beita avio. And Yosef said to his brethren, ella echayo, and to his father's house, we ella beita avio, I will go up, I will go up with Agida and tell Lepharo, and tell to Pharaoh where Omra Helayo, and will say, and will say to him, Achai, O Beit Avi Asher Be'aretz Kanaan Ba'u Elai. My brethren and my father's house, who were in the land of Kanaan, are come to me, are come to I. E'aile, 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 I will go up, e'aile, with agida le faro, with homra elayo, achai, ua beitavi hasher bik aretz akna'an, ba'u elai. And the men are shepherds, wihai nashima ro ai tson, and the men, wiha enashim, are shepherds, ro ai tson, for they have been keepers of cattle, ki anshei mikne hayu, for they have been keepers of cattle, ki anshei mikne hayu, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. With Sonam Uba Karama Wikola Sherlahema Hayabu. And it shall come to pass Wahaya. And it shall come to pass Wahaya when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? Wahaya ki yikra lakem paro'o we amar ma isekem ma isekem ma isekem. What is your occupation that y'all shall say, thy servants have been keepers of cattle from our youth even until now, both we, I and I, and our fathers. Wa e martem. Why martem? That y'all shall say, why martem? Anshe nikne hayu. Evadeka, thy servants, Evadeka, have been keepers of cattle, Anshe Nikne, from our youth, even until now. Wa Emartem, Anshe Mikne Hayu, Evadeka, Nina Ua Rain, with Ada Ata Gam Enachnu Gam Abotenu Ba Ebura Teshavu Bi Areta Gishen Kia To Elata Mitraim Kola Roehet On. That ye that y'all may dwell in the land of Goshen. Teshavua be'aretza gishena kia po evata Mitzrayim. For abomination to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptian, called Ro'ay Tzon. For every shepherd, Ro'ay Tzon is an to'evat, it's abomination. Kia to'evata mitraim kol ro'ei tzon. Nehyehia shema Yisrael, Gevir Yisrael. Here for us, book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 47. Genesis chapter 47. Jacob, Yaakov, and his descendants exalted. Then Joseph, Yosef, came and told Paro and said, my father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. Wayavo Yosef. Why Yavo Yosef? Why Yageda Lefaro? Why Yomer Avi? We Achai? We Sonama? Ubat Arama? We Kola Sherlahema? Baua? Me Aret Akanaan? We Hinama Be Aret Akishen? And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brethren, Ma isekem, what is your occupation? Ma isekem, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh And they said to Pharaoh, why yomru illa paro'o ro'eyas ona evadeka gam nachnua gam ebotenu. And they said to Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we, I, and also I fathers. Ro'ay tzon evadeka gam nachnu gam evoteinu. They said moreover to Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come, are I come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land. Now therefore we, I pray the eye, let make thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Vayom ruil la paroa lagur ba'aretza ba'banu kia eina nira'e la'tzona ashera la'evadeka kia kavid ha'ra'ava be'aretza k'na'an w'ata yashavu na'evadeka be'aretza g'shen. And Pharaoh and Paro spake to Yosef, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come up to thee I. Vayomer Paro illa Yosef alemor avika we achreka ba'u aleka. Thy father and thy brethren are come to the eye. Aret mitzrayim lefaneka ki bi meyat haaret hosheva eta vika we eta acheka yashavu bi aret gishen. Weima ya daita we yesha bamanche chayil we samtama sareya mikne Allah asherli. And Pharaoh spake to Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come to thy. The land of Egypt is before thee. I. In the best of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen, of Gishen, let make them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity, and if weim ya da'ita we'yesh bam anshe chayil, and if thou knowest any able men, anshe chayil, any men of activity, anshe chayil, among them, then make them rule over my cattle. Weim yada'ita we'yeshpam anshe chayil. We sametama sareya mikne Allah asherli for me over my cattle. And Joseph brought in Yaakov, Jacob, his father, and set him before Paro, Pharaoh, and Yaakov and Jacob. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Wayave Yosef et Yaakov avio, Wayayae miyedehu lifne faro, Wayaparek Yaakov et paro. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed thou. Why? Varek. Why? Varek. Ya'ik oveta paro. And paro. Pharaoh said to Ya'ikob, how old art thou? How old thou? How old the eye? The eye. The eye. The eye. The eye. The eye. Vayomer paro el Ya'ikob. Kama yimei shnei achayeka. How many are the days of the years of thy life? Kama yimei shnei achayeka. How many are the days? Kama yimei of the years shnei of thy, I like, chayeka, chayeka, and Ya'iko. And Jacob said to Paro, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, my patriarchs, in the days of their pilgrimage. And Ya'ikob said, Vayomer Ya'ikob el paro, to Pharaoh, Yemei shenei negurei Shiloshim Ua Meata Shana Meata We Raima Hayu Yemeya Shineya Hayaya Lo Hia Siguaeta Yemeya Shineya Hayaya Botai Bimeya Migurehem. And Jacob said to Paro, the days of the years of my sojournings, the days of the years of my sojournings, Yemei Shinei Migurei, are 130 years, Shiloshim few, Me'at few, Me'at Awe Ra'im. Few and evil, me'ata we'ra'im hayu, have been the days of the years of my life. Me'ata we'ra'im hayu yemeya shineya chayai. And they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, my patriarchs. Willo. He sigueta yemeya shneya chayaya votai, in the days of their sojournings, bimei migurehem. And Ya'ikob and Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. Why varek Ya'ikob et paro? Why barek Ya'ikob et paro? Why ayetzeya mia lifnei faro? And went out. Why ayetzey mia lifnei faro? From the face, from the presence, the perception of Pharaoh, Pharaoh, the great house, 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 the great house.
We're making the one stop. The generation gap, 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 gap.
is my yodo, is my yodo, is my yodo, is my yodo, is my yodo.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh up offering going up, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Vayigash, here picking up the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, Genesis chapter 47, and here from the Sefer Bereishit, Genesis chapter 47, verse 11, for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i. Here for the seventh Shavi'i Aliyah, for the Shabbat Vayigash. Vayoshev Yosefa, Eta Avio, Eta Echayo, Vayitena Lahema, Echuza, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'meitev. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh up offering going up, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Vayigash, here picking up the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, Genesis chapter 47, and here from the Sefer Bereishit, Genesis chapter 47, verse 11, for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Shavi'i, Aliyah, for the Shabbat Vayigash. Vayoshev Yosefa, Eta Avio, Eta Echayo, Vayitena Lahema, Echuza, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'meitev, Ha'aretz Be'eretz Ra'imeseisa, Ka'asher Ziwa, Far'o. And Yosef, and Joseph places father and his brother in. Vayoshev Yosef, Eta Rio, Eta Echayo, and gave them a possession in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Vayitena Lahem Echuza De'eretz Mitzrayim, in the best of the land. De'ameitev, meitev, b'meitav, b'meitav ha'aretz, de'eretz ra'em meseis, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses. Be'emeitav ha'aretz, be'eretz ra'im meseisa, asher siwah Pharaoh, as Pharaoh had commanded, ka'asher siwah Pharaoh. And Yosef, and Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread, according to families, according to families. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Mitzrayim and the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Yosef and Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Mitzrayim and in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they brought. And Yosef brought the money, the kesef, the silver, into Pharaoh's bait, into the great house's house, into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed, Vaya yitomaha kesef. And when money failed in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, Vaya yitomaha kesef me'eretz Mitzrayim, and in the land of Canaan, and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Yosef and said, give us bread, for why should we die? Why should I and I die? In thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception. For the money faileth. Why yitom ha kesef me eretz Mitzrayim u me eretz Kanaan? Why yabou kol Mitzrayim illa Yosef leimor? Aval anu lechem we lama namuta negdeka ki afesa kesef. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt, in the land of Mitzrayim, why yitom ha kesef me eretz Mitzrayim, and in the land of Canaan, u me eretz Canaan, why yabou kol Mitzrayim. All the Egyptians came, Vayavou kol Mitzrayim illa Yosef, to Joseph, Leimor, and said, Hava lanu lechem, give us bread. Hava lanu lechem. Lama, for why? For what? Ulama vlama ulama namuta negedika. For why should we die in the I presence? Ulama namuta negedika ki afesa kasef ki afes kasef. For our money, for the money faileth. Ki afes kasef, for the kesef, for the silver faileth, the money faileth. And Yosef, and Joseph said, Vayomer Yosef, and Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. Why Yomer Yosef in Afesa Kasef? If Afesa Kasef, if money fail, in Afesa Kasef, if the money fail, why Yomer Yosef? Havu Mikanekem we etna lakem. De mikanekem in afes kasef. Give your cattle. Havu mikanekem. Habu, habu, give. Habu mikanekem. Give your cattle. We etna lakem. And I will give you. And I will give for you. Ve'etena lachem. Be'mikanekem. And I will give you bread for your cattle. Be'mikanekem. In afes kasef. If the money, the silver, fail. And they brought their cattle to Yosef, to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks and for the cattle of the herds and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year was ended, Watitoma Hashana Hahi. And when that year was ended, Watitoma Hashana Hahi, they came to him the second year and said to him, I will not hide from my Lord, from Adoni, from Adoni, how that our money is spent, Adoni, Aina Adon, also hath our herds of cattle. There's not aught left in the sight of Adoni, of my Adon, I Aton, but Aina bodies and Aina our lands. When that year was ended, Watitom Hashana Hahi, they came to him the second year. Wayabowua Elayo Bashana Hashenit in the second year. Wayomru, and they said Lau to him. Wayomru Lau, they said to him, Lo Nikahed, I will not hide, Me Adoni, I will not hide from Adoni, Lo Nikahed, Me Adoni, Ki E. Tam ha kasefa ua mikne ha behema il adoni lo nishara lifne adoni bieliti gea we yatenu we ada matenu. We will not hide it from Adoni, how that our money is all spent and the herds of cattle are Adoni's. There is naught left in the sight of Adoni, Lifne Adoni, but our bodies and our Ainai lands. Wherefore should we die before thine eyes, both we, I, and our land? Buy I and I land for bread, and we and our land will be servants to Paro, and give I seed that we, I may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. Wherefore, why, Lama Namuta Le Aineka, wherefore should we die before thine eyes, Le Aineka, Lama, for what, Lama, why, Lama Namut, why should we die, Lama Namuta Le Aineka, Gam Enachnu Gam Adamatenu, both we and I in our land, Kine Otanu We Eta Adamatenu, Ba Lachem, by us, by I and I, Kine Otanu, by us, Kine otano, we eta adamatenu, ba lachem, buy us and our land for bread. We nihiye, Enachnu, we adamatenu, e abadim, le faro. And we and our land will be bondmen to Pharaoh. We nihye nachnu, we adamatenu, e abadim, le faro. And give us seed with 10 zerah, with 10 zerah, and give us seed with 10 zerah, with nichyeh, and that we may live, that we may live, and we will live, with nichyeh, with 10 zerah, with nichyeh, give us seed that we may live, with lo namut, and not die, with lo namut, with ha edama lo tesham, and that the land be not desolate. And Yosef and Joseph bought all the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Gibbet, for Paro, for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians, sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's, and so the land became Pharaoh's. Wayayikena Yosef et kol la'admata Mitzrayima le'faro, kia machrua Mitzrayima isha sadehua, kia chazaka elehem ha'ra'av, watahi ha'aretza le'faro. So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine was sore upon them, and the land became Pharaoh's. Watehi ha'aretz le'faro. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Mitzrayim, Egypt, even to the other end thereof. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from end of the borders of Mitzrayim to the end thereof. Ueta ha'am he aivira otoa le arim mikatze gebula Mitzrayima weada katzehu. Only the land of the priests, only the land of the Kohanim bought he not, for the Kohanim, the priests, had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands. Rak adamata ha kohanim loak anaki hok la kohanima meita Pharaoh we akluwa eta hukam asher natana lahem paro alakin lo makruwa eta adamatam. Only the land of the priest bought he not. Rak adamata ha kohanim loak anam, for the priest had a portion from Pharaoh. Ki hok had a hok. Ki hok la kohanim me'eta Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Ve'achlu et ha'chukam asher natana lahem Pharaoh. Wherefore they sold not their land. Al kain lo makru et ha'adamatam. Then Yosef said to the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Pharaoh, lo, look, here's seed for you, and ye and y'all shall sow the land. Why yomer Yosef el ha'am, hein aniti et kem hayom we et adam at kem le faro hey lahem zera u zera etem et ha adam et ha adam. Then Joseph, Yosef, Yahusuf said to Ha'am, to the people, why Yomer Yosef il Ha'am, behold, Hain, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh, Hain. Aniti etkem hayom we eta adamatkem le faro lo hey lakem, here, look, here is seed, hey lakem zera, lo, here is seed for you, hey lakem zera. Uazera etem heta ha dama. And ye, y'all, sow the land. Uazera etem heta ha dama. And it shall come to pass at the ingatherings. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye, that y'all, shall give the fifth part to Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. We hiya batevuota. And it shall come to pass at the ingatherings. Batevuot. And it shall come to pass in the increase. Wihaya batehuota uwa netatema chemishit. The fifth. That ye shall give a fifth to Pharaoh. Uwa netatem chemishita li Pharaoh. And four parts shall be your own. We arba'ah. Hayadot. We arba'ah hayadot. Yihyeh lakem. For seed of the field and for your food. We arba'ah hayadota. Yihyeh lakem lizera'ah ha-sadeh u-li-ak-lekem. And for them of your households. We la ashera de batekem, and for food for your little ones. We le ekola le tapekem
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 tapekem.
And hear for the maftir. The maftir reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbata Wayikash Sabbath, and he drew near here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, here in the Sefer Bereshith, Genesis chapter 47, here at verse 25, for the maftir, for Shabbat Wayigash. Wayomru, he, chayitanu. Wayomru, he, chayitanu. Nimsa hein, bi, aineya edoni, we, hayayinu, evadima, li, faro'o. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Wayomru, and they said, he, chayitanu, nimsa chayin, bi, aynei, adoni, we, hayinu, evadim, li, faro. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us make I and I find grace in the sight of my Lord, my Adon, Adon,
Adon,
Adon. Wayomru, he, chayitanu, nimsachein, be'aynei, Adoni,
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 Adoni.
Make I and I find grace in the sight of Adoni, and we, and I will be Pharaoh's servants.
With
hayinu evadim le Pharaoh, and we will be Pharaoh's bondmen. With hayinu evadim le
Pharaoh.
And Joseph made it a law over the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Gibbet, the land of Egypt, the land of Kemet, to this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of HaKohanim, except the land of the priests only, became not Pharaoh, became not Pharaoh's.
Wayasem,
Otaha, Yosefa, Lechok, Ada, Hayoma, Haze, Allah, Adamata, Mitzrayim, Le Faro, La Homesh, Raka, Adamata hakohanima le vadam lo haita le faro. And Joseph made it a statute,
made it hok.
Wayasem otaha Yosef
le hok
concerning the land of Egypt to this day. Ada hayom hazeh al adamata Mitzrayim le faro, that Pharaoh should have the fifth. Al adamata Mitzrayim le faro la chomesh should have the fifth. Only the land of the priests, Rak Adamata HaKohanim, Le Vadam Lo Haita Le Faro. Only the land of HaKohanim, the priests alone, became not Pharaoh's. The last days,
the last days of Yaakov, the last days of Jacob, verse 27. And Israel dwelt in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Gibbets, in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein and grew and multiplied exceedingly. Vayayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim, be'eretz Goshen, be'eretz Goshen. Vayayeachzu baha, vayayifru, vayayirbu me'od. And Israel dwelt in the land of Mitzrayim. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen, in the land of the Kushen, Goshen. Be'eretz Goshen, be'eretz Goshen. And they got them possessions therein. Vayeachzu baha, they got them possessions therein in her. Vayeachzu baha, vayifru, vayirbu me'od, and were fruitful. Vayifru, and multiplied. Vayirbu, vayirbu, and multiplied me'od, exceedingly. And here fulfills the Torah Aliyot for this Shabbat. Shabbat Vayigash, Sabbath. And he came near, and he drew near. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur l'dimtzu, kubur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kubur l'abinu, l'melkenu, l'kadmawi, chayla salasi, glory be to I and I Father, glory be to I and I King, the first power of the Trinity. V'eshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachina, Medhanetachin, name by thy Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christus, Yeshua HaMoshiach.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
For this Vayigash, stay tuned for the prophet's reading after the closing baraka, after reading of the Torah, the prophet's reading the Haftarah, coming forward, forward, forward.
Right, many are calling, no? Many are caught, but few are choosing. Many are caught, but few are choosing. I was caught, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vayei Olam Natei Vatokanu Baruch Atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah Sheinah.
And here for the Haftarah, the prophet's reading right here for this 11th sabbatical study with the Shabbat Strong. Here, the Baraka of the Haftarah.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher b'char b'nebiyim tobim v'ratzah b'debreihim ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai ha'bocher b'torach u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiyei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 15 to verse 28. Pesa ma'abwa v'let mefasa tadu sahadun lak. The word of Yahweh Baruch Hu came again to me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Yehuda and for the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, his companion. Then take another stick and write upon it for Yosef, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak to thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say to them, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Baruch Hu, Behold, I will take the stick of Yosef, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Yisrael, the Negadoch of Yisrael, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say to them, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, behold, I will take the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, from among the heathen, where they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king, one Nagus, shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim Buruku. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yeah, I will be their Elohim, Buruku, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, Yahweh Buruku, do sanctify Israel, for my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Jah Rastafari. Amen.
But it's true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called. And I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Calling, 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 calling. 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling, 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 calling. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. On the replay. On the replay. On the replay.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Reggae music is the king's music. Sí, es la reina de las músicas.
Anna, the can the religion.
El rey de la... El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
In Jamaica and the troubles in America and the troubles all around the world for all the people who are oppressed by a system. Do you see that through these cultural activities, is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I am not trying to reach people. I am what I am.
Mm-hmm.
See, and there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I'm reaching is my own people.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the same thing. We come in this time as our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And really.
Well, thanks.
So when I really come out in the world to strangers, it's not strangers. We might never see one another for a long while, but it's our people.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 11, Wayagash, and he drew near. From Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Ephesians chapter 2. The Method of Gentile Salvation. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Gam etkem asher metim heitem bepasheikem wechatotekem asher hithalaktem bahem kedor haolam hazeh kiritzon sar memshelet haawir. Wehu haruach hapoel kaet ibne hameri. Wegam anachnu kulanu betokam halaknu lipanim. Betaawot habasar laasot kepse besareinu umachishboteinu. Wanhi bne rogez betibeinu kishar bne adam. Abal ha Elohim hamalea rachamim berob ahabato asher ahab otanu achare heyotenu metim bapashayim hechayanu im hamashiach bechesed noshaetem. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But Elohim, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Mashiach, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in HaMashiach Yeshua, in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us through HaMashiach Yeshua. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in HaMashiach Yeshua, to good works that Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. Kaburulakalu, Kaburuladimtu, Kaburulachailu, Kaburulakadamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos.
Yes, yes, yes. But it's 11th sabbatical study, Joseph, the 11th son, the number 11. What's the Hebrew science, the biblical science of the numbers as well? So he has his 11th, got about like a little less than two minutes. You know, before we go into the grace of this first day, the first day podcast, the Ehud podcast called the Sunday service right here, fulfilling this 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We shared some of the reading from Jareem, Baraka, Yehuda, Ben Yisrael, of the 12 patriarchs. We had Judah, Yehuda, and the Shabuah. For the Shabbat day, we had Joseph, also Binyamin, Benjamin, Benyamin, Benjamin. Very interesting, because a lot of the Wayagash, Yehuda, Judah drawing near, was regarding his brother, his little brother, the baby brother, Benjamin, and even with the Israelite computation, there's some truth to the Benjamin, Jaman, Yaman, the J-A connection right there. Concerning Benjamin, so we have our Rastafari Joseph, but Hanan Salas, he'd like to ride up during the grace period for kind of a Shia reasoning on the Joseph, the Hanan Salas connection, even in the testimony of the 12 patriarchs. Joseph's testimony spoke about like the lion and the lamb, the lion and the lamb. And let's note, okay, got the 90-second mark right here. So calling. 515-602-9761, or catch the replay at least by the next day. So here, like to share this here, Miskana, give thanks and praise here, Miskana, word for thanks, the sense of praises or thanks in the Royal Amharic corresponds to the Hebrew Toda, or something you might say, Toda. So here, Miskana.
Yeah.
thanks, give thanks. Miskana, Miskana, Sister Bridget right there with Miskana. Give thanks in the Royal Amharic. Give thanks. So here we have Rastafari Joseph. Now, Joseph said something interesting about preserving life. And in Joseph's Egyptian name, the name that he was named by Paro, by the great house, Safnat Paneach or Pi-Ankh, right? We have Ankh there, even in his name. But it's that emphasis there, and then the connection with our Rastafari Joseph. Just a little bit of this tune right here, have like a fuller fold, just looking at Joseph here in the narrative, and what I and I as Rastafari babes even came forward here about Rastafari Joseph and the Joseph connection with Pahana Selassie. I can say, cite it and see it even here in this Torah reading and feeding, like to share some of the reasonings. But first, this tune, you remember when, you know, the bone lies and all the lies they spread against Kedemal House Selassie, and Pahana Selassie did the tune Jalif. So it's interesting that Joseph emphasized this point that he was sent to preserve life, and also in his name, Safnat Pi-Ankh, Pi-Ankh, right? Like Pi-Ankh, but Pi-Ankh, right? The revealer, you know, the revealer of life, the preserver of life, even from some of the interpretations of his name right there, there. Here's a tune right here. Yes, I, Rastafari Joseph.
Thank you.
Yes, I. A powerful and a prophetic tune right there. There's ear. Invocation from His Majesty's, from the Kedase, the Holy Liturgy for the first day. Here, 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 and ride up. Ride up with more on the Burhan Salah.
Sostenya. Be'elete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara. Senvetina Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Wode Ekaziaviheram Lukota Yegeba Commitmentana Yelayena Yohona Fetzmoibel Sidken Yasara Senvetin Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber. Cha. Astafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath. The
Senvet. Here, here, fulfilling the seven and beginning off at the first.
Let the message start up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit, Master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Jah! Oh, my Rastafari, Miskana, Miskana, thanks and praise in the head.
Oh, Simu, Simu, Oi, Isti, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zajopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana, I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana, let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize no.
Bring that out about with the ring, because so much on the ring, the signet ring, the line of Judah ring, is said to be His Majesty's ring. And I don't doubt that, but I just need a little more evidence. It's interesting that figures in the, you know, you put that as a data. It's like collecting information. It's like information gathering. What do they do? What do ones who know and have know-how, what do they do after they get information? Right? They have to make intelligence out of it. Sometimes we get a bunch of information and we think we have intel on it, and it's just information. It's just information. We have to process that information, see if that information is backed up, see if it's substantiated. It might be unsubstantiated information. I heard that. Like somebody say something, and then somebody said, do you know that? And you say, based on what you heard, I know that. You know what I mean? In that sense, you know, in that sense, do you really know that? Was that something new coming through? Okay. Do you really know that? Right? So, or is it just information? You know, going back, going to the, not back, but going to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Amharic understanding, just a basic translation, almost a literal translation of it, which an intelligent Ethiopian would be able to recognize, somebody who really understands the language. It's like we speak English, a lot of us speak English, but we don't know the etymology of words or the roots of words. While there's some people who speak English and they'll choose their words very carefully because they know what the words really mean, the etymology, and then they know what the connotation is. You know, like if somebody writes you an IOU, that's a note. They write you, I owe you such and such. But that note that you have as an IOU, you necessarily cannot take that and use that in the economy or in the, you know, as money. You can't use that as currency because I give you an IOU. Now, you can. Depends on whose IOU it is. So whose connotation. But there's the etymology, the true meaning of words, and it's the etymology of words, I mean, the etymology of words, and it's the connotation. How it's, so people have this idea of the knowledge of good, of the true knowledge of good and evil, but then the Metzach Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, translating the English, or translating into basic English, almost literally, almost like as Edward Uhlendorf said, he chose to do for His Majesty's autobiography. He would say in Ethiopia Rinja Part 1. When you look at it in a literal sense, and when I say literal, like almost like word by word, a rough sense, it seems to say that this tree of the knowledge of good and evil is really the tree that gives information. It gives information, or it makes one's acquaintance. You know, it gives one acquaintance. Like you meet somebody, like, let me introduce you to so-and-so. You become introduced. So you have some information, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have intel. Or it doesn't necessarily mean, it's basically you have an understanding. When we hear something, we're able to have a basic understanding. Now how well we vet or we search out that. You know, like what it says about in judgment, two or three witnesses. That's not just in a criminal case, you know, of judging somebody like a penalty, like in one of the courts or like in some real like criminal case. But sometimes we will hear something and we have one so-called resource of hearing this. And we'll allow that hearing to affect our emotions, our feeling. You know, our emotions and our feeling will become affected adversely. And people will say, well, I don't like that I heard that. Listen, how can you say, that should not change your internal, which is connected with our eternal in that sense. Your internal reality, your internal atmosphere. And this is where discipline of mind, this exercise of it comes out. Because even I and I, who might say certain things about feelings, I don't say this, like I said, not to ignore that feelings exist. If you say, you're so cold. No. Actually, maybe I was so cold. But as Burhana Selassie and the Wailers so well, you know, coming in from the cold. And now that brings me to the point about the two sticks, Joseph and the Joseph is not a tribe. This is what's interesting about, we said about the 12 tribes of Israel. Stop for a moment. Yes, we say 12 tribes, but Joseph is not a tribe. Right? Joseph is not a tribe. That's why when you look in the 11th Sabbath, you know, the 11th Sabbath Torah portion, why Yigash from Nagash. I touched on Nagash before, but Nagash is the whole reasoning right there. I wrote down in my copybook as a possible title, The Hidden Nigus in Vayigash. Oh, did I write it like that, or did I write something else? Because sometimes there's a phrasing that comes to mind. I got to write that one down. The Hidden Nigus. I'll spell it in the usual sense, N-E-G-U-S, even though some people spell N-I-G-U-S. If you want to be a little more correct, you might, not even correct, but technically correct, you know, according to a certain school of wisdom, a school of thought, N-G-U-S, you know, niggus, like you say, Ngozi, Nkosi, you know, like you see some African names written, because there's no, it has a vowel, but that vowel, there's no English equivalency. So it's really the general English, or the general English equivalency, the GEED, that we need. But looking at Joseph, the stick of Joseph, or the rod of Joseph, and the stick or the scepter of Joseph and Judah become one. And that's the Haftarah, or the prophet's portion that accompanies the 11th sabbatical. In the 11th sabbatical, and Judah came near, or coming near, we have Judah stepping forward to the one who's like Pharaoh, that he doesn't recognize is his brother. So this took a lot of boldness on Yehuda's behalf. Now the rabbinic sages, some of them ours, some of them theirs, but this seems to be right and exact word that I share, right? Because there's a lot of stuff that we read in the rabbinical. In fact, I like to read a lot of different kind of things pertaining to the scripture, even from different schools of thought, because there I get to test what I trust from his word and what has been digested, so to speak, from his word and new information. It becomes like, some people like to play cards, some people like to play chess, you know, and test their wits. I like to test my wits and also my faith by looking at other information come from other sources. Some people are really impressionable, so therefore anything that they hear, or they'll look at the, like somebody might say something to me with confidence, and I recognize, man, this person really, they have faith in what they're saying. But that confidence doesn't win me over if the facts don't follow. You know what I mean? If the evidence don't follow. But at the same time, I don't condemn that they might not be right and exact. They might be. Now, I'm curious. Like, I have to figure out, well, that faith, what is that faith based on? I'm not questioning your faith. I know you have faith on this, but now explain more of what this is, so I can see whether I should have faith on it. You know what I mean? In other words, faith is not a feeling. If we think faith is a feeling, then that's the wrong kind of faith. That's where agul imnet, right? That's where agul imnet and all false religion superstitions come from, is when something is more how it feels from the natural fleshy sensatory. You know what I mean? In fact, if you think about it, when Bob was talking about, I think he was asked, Barhano was asked about singing, and somebody said, was commenting on his singing, it was some interview, it's out there, but I don't recall exactly where, but he was basically saying that he's not a singer in that sense. You know, it's not like I and I, not a singer. He don't regard himself as a singer in that sense. I think somebody was trying to say his style of singing is unconventional. But if you think about it, it's not the world way. It's not the so-called music industry as we know it amongst the Gentiles, way of singing. But then when you think about it, so-called black people's music, the lost found sheep of the house of Israel's music, was never like that to begin with. And some of the so-called racist institutional commentators on black music back in the days often kind of commented on that. Like, we have drums and these sounds, these monkey, these this and that. You know, they added a lot of diabolical speaking, a lot of evil speaking to what they didn't understand. Like the Bible said, as nature grew beasts, they called us beasts. And then a lot of, I remember even my moms and others in the church would be like, the dry music, them dry music. Like some of those churches, like it's about like the Baptist churches. For the Baptist churches traditionally, so they're the white European Baptist church, because all that Protestant Catholic stuff, where they stripped out of the church any sort of beauty. It was one thing to take out the statues and stuff like that, and the little mini Jesuses and the little idol Jesus, you know, like these images. That's what I call the little, the crucifix, the mini Jesus, the little mini man, you know, the little mini man on the cross, you know. But it's a mockery, you know. So those things, it's like they threw out the baby and the bathwater. Is another way to say they threw out the baby and the bathwater. But on Joseph and Judah, Yehuda, according to one light or one aspect of the sevenfold interpretation of the word and the application of the word, according to the unified, you know, the unified field as it is. So it's right at this level. Like, for example, when we look at the signs, the 12 tribes. The 12 tribes, if you can identify which ones would correspond to 12 tribes. Remember, Joseph is not a tribe, but within Joseph and from Joseph comes two tribes, which is all very interesting when we check the order of tribes from the very beginning and we go through to Revelation. We find a slightly different order and a slightly different how can we say organization. Now, what if I'm correct here, I said Joseph was not a tribe. Well, not in the Old Testament sense. Let me just do this right here. I'm recalling something, and since we're free speaking in the spirit on this right here, let us may we just utilize this right here to check up on it. Because more and more in I and I ministering and ministry, it's not whether I know. Okay, tribe of Joseph is mentioned in Revelation, but throughout the scripture, like here in Ezekiel 37, chapter 37, the main part, that the main verses for us in the 11th sabbatical was verses 15, which begins the sign of the two sticks, where it says, "Behold, I will take the stick, or the beta, the staff of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of, or the staff, the scepter of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand." And another way of applying the revelation and the manifestation of this word is that the Ethiopian Hebrew, I see an Ethiopian Hebrew interpretation of an application of this word right here, you know, with the two sticks, or the staff of Joseph and of Judah. So in verse 19, Ezekiel 37 and 19, those two staffs becoming one rod or one staff, as it were. Now, it says sticks here. It says sticks right here, right? And some interpretation or translation will say staffs. Now, what's interesting, and don't have the opportunity here to get into much detail on it, but there are some interesting teaching on the staffs and the rods. Egypt, once again, is in view. And how can I say? At this level of our study, to really see what the word is saying, we have to approach it from that mosaic being learned in the wisdom of the Egypts. And as I'm growing in this way of seeing and the way of beholding, I recognize that I really don't want to know about Egyptology let me say it like this. I will listen if one's
put forward or what you call them. But I don't put much faith on it when ones cast aspersions on the scripture, because I recognize they float in their folly. But that's only because it's like the parable, the parables in chapter 13 of Matthew, and the first parable, the parable of the sower, and the disciples asking Christ, why do you speak to the multitude in parables? This is why many would say that the Bible is just myths. It can't be real. Now, it is true that the Bible, the scripture, has what they would call myths. The myths we call biblically, scripturally, proverbs in the Old Testament, or parables. The word proverb and parable, if you look it up in the Hebrew, and if you look it up in the Unified Shemitic, I look at the Unified Shemitic to be looking at the Guz, at the Amharic, and at the Hebrew, you'll see a kind of a correspondence of meanings, like one explains the other. This is what I was working on with one of the vids, but since it was a sabbatical time, you know, I had the food was like an eye in my mouth, so to speak. But it was like, you know, before you comment on the taste of the food, you want to keep tasting the food. So I said, let me let off on that for a moment. But thinking about it now, again, it was like our reasoning about the Hebrew. Why is the Hebrew, why should the Hebrew be first in this order of education? You know, like in other words, Ethiopians still learn, you know, if you learn Amharic and learn the languages, boom, so be it. If one still has already learned language and haven't learned it first, okay, so be that. But in the order of getting the fullness out of the word, in other words, this is difficult, but the Spirit makes it easy in the sense of, it's like Christianity. I was speaking to Brother Iason about this too. And I think he was able to receive it, and he also shared some of his view on the point, which helped me to sharpen this even much more. That if you look at Christianity and you didn't know what you know in the King of Kings Christ, and you just knew just from what you heard out in the world, would you think it is truth? Now, what happens is that some of us get pharisaical and zealous, and we'll say, yes, it is, while full well knowing that we might know today that which we didn't know yesterday. So yesterday we were zealous. Yesterday we had a sincere belief or faith or trust that what we knew, even though we were ignorant, was true. But then today we learn something and we, you know, make a change. You know, we have a change of mind on that. We repent of that particular, because we recognize. So what just happened there? We had faith, right? We had zeal, but it was not according to knowledge. This will happen and does happen to us. Now, sometimes people feel so guilty, you know, and I think that over-guilt trip that we do to ourselves is the clearest sign of self-righteousness, and also the clearest sign that, how can we say, we are misapplying what we're trusting in our own merit. We're trusting in our own work. We're trusting in the work of our own hands. Because this has happened to me. I might do a vid or something. I really, really, really like it myself personally. But a lot of my good brothers and sisters, they might say it's all right, but they'll tell me they like another one or other ones, which I would think, like, from my perspective, I don't really like that. And this has happened to me kind of often, and it perplexed me. I said, why is this? Why is the one that I like, others think is okay, but the one that I think is, it's all right, they're like, yo, this was a good one, this was a great one. And I'm thinking, but I didn't go into this. I didn't go. And I begin to recognize that
it's not about my, like I can say, when you're making food, if you're a cook and you're making food for other people, can't some people cook food that they might not, like as a cook, I might like certain food. As a cook, I might like PB&J. I might like peanut butter and jelly. But I like to cook. Now, the peanut butter and jelly, the PBJ and J is kosher, no problem. If the food I'm cooking is kosher, no problem. Somebody might say, why don't you cook for yourself what you cook for others? Well, because I don't like to eat that all the time. You know, I like PB&J. You see what I'm saying? Because it's all kosher, you know what I mean? And we have the free choice. I'm freely in my right to choose that. I have not violated, even though, so we have our personal likes or dislikes. And once we're clear on that, I think a lot of peace we can have for ourselves and other people. Like sometime in reasoning on the area of scripture, we can be overzealous and we see it one way. And somebody else says, well, I agree with you, but here's what I see. And because we're blind to that, we're like, no, that can't be so. And then later on, this has actually happened to me before. Later on, I'm looking at it, and I'm beginning to see something I didn't see before. And I'm like, yo, such and such and such. And then I thought, wait, hold up. Somebody said this before. This sounds for me, it's almost like in Star Wars where Darth Vader's like, I feel a presence I have not felt since. You know, he's trying to, like, feel this presence like he has not felt since. And then he puts up, then he's like, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know what I mean? Then you recognize, oh, that was the person. And then you're like, wait, they were saying what I'm saying and now. And it's like, see, it's these little things that help us grow. It's these little things that help us grow. But just because we have the opportunity, just because you put a new kind of food or a new kind of a toy or something in front of a baby, it doesn't mean the baby's going to take that. You ever try to put a toy in a baby's hand and say, hey, baby, take this. And the baby look at it and look at you and then go back to the toy that it's already playing with. Imagine he already goes into that in the very first part of his autobiography. And that is so beautiful that he does that there, because it is a way of explaining something about life. But now for us in our faith base, in the faith of the King of Kings, in our trusting what is Matthew says, that wow, that right there not only talks about general raising of children, but it also is kind of speaking to us where we can objectively look at a child as that other one is a child, but also subjectively recognize that we now are as this child in this way. You know what I mean? In respect to such and such. You know, in respect to such and such. So there's the data, right? There's the information. But then we have to make intelligence out of all this information. It's almost like when they're investigating something and they have all this. This one said they saw that one. This one said they saw this. This one said it happened then. That one says that. This person was over on this angle. They were. So you're putting all this together to see how this forms what? How this forms a more complete picture. You know, but then even when you have a more complete picture, there might be some element that doesn't fit in tune with the picture you have. Now, these other elements, they could be true or they could be false, but you're not going to dismiss them because you don't see how they can fit in, so they don't fit in, because somebody else might come along and say, oh, that fits right over here. And you'd be like, oh, I didn't see that. So if you didn't see that, then you were blind to that. You know what I mean? You know, so even in saying that the blind black Hebrew Israelites, right, we are saying that strictly in reference to beholding the Lion of the Tribe of Judah in the person of Ketamari Haile Selassie. And even on the part about Bob Marley, his father so-called being a so-called white man, if you look in the very same book, Catch a Fire, this is one thing I sought to share, but because we was on that point about the ring, sometimes I will go with the flow of the brethren, especially when they bring out a particular area, a particular subject matter, a theme that the Spirit has also touched I and I understanding on as well. Because
touching on these particular points and kind of circling the wagons on it can help the listener, you know, instead of it being like, wow, those brothers got so much knowledge, right? It can be like, yeah, I got what they said. I was able to see that. To me, I prefer one say, I was able to see what you said, or, oh, I got it, or I look at how I was able to take what you said, and because some people will bring back a revelation, and they'll think like you already know that, and you'd be like, nah, I didn't see that. Come on, you were the one that told me such and such. And it's like, yes, I did, but remember, that's so John say, you know, it wasn't so, I'm saying what John say because I trust in it, you know what I mean, even though initially I began to say what John said with the same trust, but less knowing, having experiential knowledge. But when I looked at what he said, I looked at what the world said, I looked at his spirit, and I already knew what the spirit of the world was because, you know, I was amongst the world. Maybe I didn't run with them to the same extreme, but I ran with the world. You know what I mean? It's almost like if you go out in the rain, somebody else got soaked, you got a little bit drizzled. Everybody got wet. The other person got soaked, right? You got, so they're saying, whoever got wet, right, step forward, and you're saying, well, I didn't get a soak. He got soaked. So, therefore, these little drops, I didn't get wet. That would not be true. You know, that would not be true right there. But, yeah, just the meditation on this view. And, yeah, you know, some people with the Bob Marley thing, as we can say, we see Joseph, the revelation and prophecy of Joseph, upon Berhana Selassie. And all of this testifies to the prophecy of the King of Kings in Christ. So Bob Marley as Joseph, or a type of Joseph, and Joseph being a type of Christ, and we can even say Bob Marley being a type of Christ, doesn't make I and I worship Bob Marley. We are worshiping the one that Bob Marley worships. You see what I'm saying? That his God is our God. His father is our father. And that brings me to the point about Bob Marley's father being, the Marley individual. Yes, he carried that name, so forth and so on. But what was interesting is that in the book Catch a Fire, there was a chapter where it talked about when Bob was a young child, when he was a young boy. I think maybe a babe. I forget how old he was. I don't have the book in front of me right now, but it was saying that he got real, real sick, and one thought that he was probably not going to make it, you know. And it's an interesting chapter. I remember his grandfather, right, or one who was like his grandfather. I think Omariah. I look at their names, and I think even that chapter by Timothy White, he connects the, we could say, the patois and the Afro-Caribbean culture with the Hebraic, and how even though ones can say they are like Africans in the West, even Timothy White noted the Hebraic connection. I have to find that chapter. That's in the Catch a Fire chapter, when Bob was a young baby and he thought that he might not make it and everything. And what I caught from that reading, at least the reading that I'm seeking to recall right here, right now, is that it was like the babe, you know, the child that was born and the child that was reborn after this encounter. It was almost like when I read it, I got the impression that that's at the point that His Majesty had chosen Bob Marley. And so when Bob Marley said that Haile Selassie is his father, and somebody might say that, and he identified himself as a black man, but people will say, but your earthly father is, well, they'll say your father, but really his earthly father is a white man. Something happened based on the testimony in Timothy White's Catch a Fire book, in that particular chapter concerning Bob Marley as a baby and how he had survived it, it was almost like the world saw and see the British gentleman or the one, the white man, so-called, right, but the English man to be his father. So they'll say his father was white, right? And on the natural level, yeah, you can see that, but something spiritual happened with Bob when he was a child, and I thought it was very interesting because the author doesn't overtly say that. The author is just explaining what they're explaining, you know, from the information that he was able to get from different ones and putting it together in a narrative. But that's what I had picked up, and I left that reading with the kind of conclusion that when Bob said that he must be near his father and he spoke about his majesty and as his father, he wasn't just saying it in a so-called just a religious sense. He was saying it spiritually, yes, but it's from something deeper that happened that connects with when he was a babe. What happened when he was close to death, when he was a babe. That it was almost like, how can you say he was almost like reborn as a babe? Because sometimes, what the scripture says, that the Almighty knew us before we were born and when we was in the womb. He knew us from way back then. So even before ones grow to know what their call in life is, how they will serve in whatever particular way. Because sometimes we want to serve in a way. You know what I mean? Or we might seek something we want to do, and maybe that's what it is. Or maybe that's just part of the experience. You know, the learning, you know, the growing, you know, in order to sometimes know what is, like Bob said about, there's a right way, a wrong way, and a right way. And I thought, like, Bob, why you said wrong way before right way? But the Spirit told me it's because most of us, that's what we experience after the fall, as it were. After the fall is almost like the birth. When we are born, and we reach the rate of atmosphere in this world, because the world has been infected, and humanity was the main carrier of the virus. Adam, man carried the virus that has destroyed him and also destroyed his creation. So man is the key, you know, in this equation of what's wrong, what is out of order in the universe. It's man. Mm-hmm. That the Satan, the adversarial thought, has a part to play, but man took this adversarial thought, albeit dressed up and cloaked, right, in a knowledge of good and evil, which really is the information, right, the information or the acquaintance, right, the introduction to the divine physics, positives and negatives, positive results and negative results. It's almost like what happens when they have an animal in a laboratory. You know, some of these wicked studies that were done on animals, Pavlovian, that the Pavlovian dog comes to mind. And this Pavlovian dog, what they did, and they did with rats and mice and cats and all. And some of the videos, you can see them. And, you know, for those who love the creation, love animals, some of them are hard to take. But hopefully in grace, being covered with, you know, the blood of the Lamb on our conscience, you know, we can see it because we need to confront that, right, and recognize that, for example, you see a picture of a cat or a dog being tortured, right, or even being killed. You have to recognize that animal is already gone. That already happened. You know, in a sense, if there's a restoration to new life, right, in a new world in which they enter in before us, they've already entered into that. They've already entered into that peace. But this thought that has caused the evildoers to do the evil that they do and did, is still there. It still exists in this kingdom. You know, this life, this earth, was really given to man. The earth he has given to the children of man, but man has lost it. So the scripture says in Job that the earth is given over into the hand of the wicked ones. How was the earth given over into the hand of the wicked ones? It was with the taking and the eating, symbolically, proverbially, of that tree. You know what I mean? Of that tree. Now, the tree of a knowledge of good and evil sounds like a good thing. But then think about it. Man was created very good. Very good. So, if you think about it, there's no evil in very good. There's no sin, in other words, in very good. But then if you look at it, if you forget yourself, if you forget this original, the original image and likeness, right? It's almost like Adam and Adam and Eve, the spirit and the soul, forgot itself. It's like when Christ says to the disciples who want to call down fire, they want to call down fire on other disciples and other messianic workers, right, who were doing works and good works in the Messiah's name, but they didn't follow those particular disciples who no doubt thought they were closer to the master, you know, but they didn't follow them, so they went to the master, Rabboni, Yeshua HaMashiach, and they said, will you have us call down fire on them like Elijah? What was Christ's response? What was the Messiah's response? He said, you don't know what spirit you are. You don't know your own spirit. So if we would go to that as a beginning template and recognize that humanity was created very good, right? Now, when we think about very good, we can't even qualify that. Why? Because we're already infected with the experience of positives and negatives, good and evil. I mean, we can think on it, but there is almost still like almost like a barrier, in a sense. There seems to be a barrier to it because we don't see that full manifestation. So what does the King of Kings says to us? Good over evil. Right? Good over evil. This is what Christ provides us the opportunity, both within and in our exercise and walking it out in the world, to exercise good over evil. It doesn't mean that the evil is not going to be there, but it connects with that word, that Melchizedekian word in Psalm 110. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. Right? Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. The Messiah says that a man's enemies shall be those of his own household. How many times we hear that word or heard that word and we think it's talking about, firstly, people around us in our house, our family. When we come to conscience and say, oh, our family don't accept such and such, so forth and so on. But then think about what sort of people we were before we've come to this level of consciousness, even this babe level. Of course it's exciting. Of course it's uplifting. Of course it's joyful. But then think, what is the perception by other people who know us from before? Even though we might be changing now, what is their perception of us beforehand, right? So if they don't receive us, we sometimes fall from this. It's like remind me of the parable about on the stony ground. When the seed is sowed in the stony ground, it says because immediately with joy that one receives the word, but because he doesn't have root in themselves, because they're not rooted where? In the explanation of the parable. See, the explanation of the parable is telling us how it is real, how this symbolic word, this mythological word, this parabolical word symbolizes the real world action. But because the real world action is like a formula, the parable is like a formula. It's like when a scientist puts a mathematical formula with, puts X's and boxes and triangles and, you know, use N and these kind of different, you know, square, you know, all these different kind of symbols. So someone who's a mathematician or who's acquainted with it, when they see this stuff, it's like googly glock to us if we're not familiar with it. And it's the same way to the multitude who see the parables, right? Who see the parables, but they don't understand it. So the devil comes along saying that the Bible is just parables. It's not real. There's no reality. These people never existed. This is amazing. You know, because most people can't tell you who their great-great-grandfather is. But they're going to say that those of the scripture never really existed because they're so, they are, how can I say, they're drowning in the parabolical, mythological, symbolical interpretation. They are looking at the word in an objective way. Right? And it's good to be objective on the word, but there is a subjective application. You see, but in order to apply that subjective application, the scripture says that one cannot discern to the natural man is foolishness. These things sound foolish. You know, so when one will say, oh, you're idolizing Bob Marley. Admittedly, there are probably some who do idolize Bob Marley based on what people call an idol. You see what I'm saying? But think, when people say it's all about the money, isn't that an idolatrous phrase? Doesn't that make money an idol? I mean, there's a lot of other ways that idolatry is real in the kingdom of heaven sense. But it says that the natural man, you know, the gospel and the word of the cross and the word of salvation is foolishness to the natural man because they must be spiritually discerned. So trying to force on ones and ones our point of view, which if we have a true point of view, must have come about by a process which we might be conscious of, but many times no doubt are unconscious of. So in not recognizing that the enemies of a man are those of his own household, and our own household would be our mind, our feelings, our heart, our emotions. It could be also be on a physical level, not taking care of our temple, our tabernacle, or the type of foods that we eat. You know what I mean? Or also the thoughts that we eat food with is also very important too. The thoughts that we eat food with, you know, is very, very important because it says in the word to think something is sin, right? Or to eat with doubt. I think it's the part about eating and doubt, eating and doubt, just on this point right there. I remember I heard somebody say, oh, Bob Marley, who do you think Bob Marley is? Bob Marley, I think somebody said there was this rumor about he ate some pork. And I said, okay, so if he ate some pork, I'm not saying he did, but somebody basically had said that, right, years ago, you know, because there was this whole thing about those who would, the mansions, people in different mansions of Rastafari were thinking that, like, that each mansion is the house. No, each mansion is a mansion, whether the 12 tribes, Bobo Shanti, Naya Bingi, you know what I mean, or if it's just a group of I right here, every mansion is a part of the Father's house, you know, but a man's enemies shall be those of his own household. So a lot of times we're fighting among mansions, you know, upholding different maybe men and people and brethren and sister and people who might have been really instrumental to us. You know what I'm saying? Like when Bob says, Rastafari means head creator. Well, I cannot, based on what I know, I cannot say that is right and exact, but I would say that him in saying that sincerely in true faith said that because that was the level of information, you know what I mean? There was still, even he said and others have said among I and Rastafari, the half of the story has not been told. So there's still a half of the story. And now we have that opportunity to receive the half of the story. Romans 14 and 23 says, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. Because it's not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. thought this was a powerful verse right here, right? And it's interesting because Paul appears to be, by his own inclination, a vegan. You know, would prefer to eat vegetables, but no doubt also partook of what we call flesh. Because this is a big point. It still probably is a big point amongst Ionized Rastafari about, you know, flesh, and that is where it becomes more a point about what a person eats naturally than about the prerequisite of us eating the flesh of the Son of Man and drinking his blood. Now see, as soon as I say that, just saying that by itself, somebody not being unstable or unlearned is going to think, oh, he's talking about cannibalism. So some of us will say, I'm not going to say that because I don't want nobody to get, that's not on me. If somebody gets the wrong impression about that, that's not on me. If he says that one must eat his flesh and drink his blood, but that he also tells us as disciples that these are parables, and this is the reason why he speaks parables to the multitude. Because it's like the caterpillar. It's like the whole caterpillar effect, where there's a story about one seeing a caterpillar struggling in a cocoon, and the person being ignorant of that order, that metamorphosis, that process of the caterpillar, but seeing this poor little caterpillar struggling in a cocoon, took out their pocket knife or something like that and cut the caterpillar free of the cocoon. Now, we know, I think you probably heard it much better told, but the caterpillar when it immediately shriveled up and died. Not immediately, but in soon time. It died after that. It no longer struggled, right? And it basically no longer was in the process of transforming because that cocoon was cut. Now, the person who cut it, no doubt, you know, thought they were doing what? Good. Now, what they thought they were doing as what? Good. Ended up to being what? Evil. Now, they didn't have the intent to do evil, and here's where the grace is. It was not their intent. They didn't even know that this would do that to the caterpillar. You know, it wasn't intentional. It was that based on what they saw, their point of view, seeing this caterpillar struggling in the cocoon, they thought like, oh, this caterpillar in some danger. Let me come to the rescue. And they cut the caterpillar free, you know, from the cocoon, right? And the caterpillar no longer struggled, but also no longer lived. This is interesting when we think about it, because this is what the gospel also says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, right? When Christ says to us, and this was a word I was going to bring forward in the podcast, yet, it wasn't appropriate, and this is something I've been growing to do as well, is that I can hold the word, you know, a little bit more for more, because you begin to recognize when it's, you know, almost like a word, you know, almost like a word fitly spoken, you know, that parable, I think it's a proverb that says a word fitly spoken. It's Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. You know, some people probably know if they are into home decorating, you know, or they want it feng shui, you know, want it to be symmetrical, right, in the way that the house or environment is laid out. And if the one has opportunity, do so, right? But still, we might have to endure hardness as a good soldier. But here, it's not speaking about the outer. It's speaking about that which comes from the inner. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold, right, and pictures of silver. So a word fitly. In fact, let's just go into this for a moment. That word fitly, right, is... Wow, the word fitly, let's just go into this, it says tafuhe zahab, okay, tafuhe zahab, tafuhe, apples of zahab, right,
bemaskiot, right? It says kasef dabir da dabar dabar da bir dabur dabur al. It says afnayu afnayu or afnayo afnayo afnayo, right? A word, a dabar, fitly spoken, right? It has the word ofan, ofan. Ofan here, they say it means a wheel, like an idea of revolving. Then it has another word. These two words are linked. One is the H212 and the other is the H655. The H212 is ofan, right? Ofan, which means a wheel, from the idea of revolving. And the second word for fitly is ofen, ofen, right? Because so these two words have similar letters, right? Have similar letters, but it's not exactly the same. But has this word means to turn, like a turn, a season, and it also comes from the word revolve. Right? So a word, right, that is almost like it's like a wheel, like in a cycle of Torah portions, right, in its turn, in its season. And that was one of the inspirations, the kind of right now word to call the description part of the name. Still, it was part two, Rastafari Sabbatical, RSS number 11. Still, we kept the Hebrew name Vayigash in the usual spelling. But then to give a description, Bob Marley and the Joseph Prophecy, right? Because the Joseph Prophecy, if you look through the three parts of the reading from this Torah portion, number 11, the three parts of the reading all complemented, but was also a progressive, and it was an ascending, in a sense, from low degree or from the basic ground, the ground zero is like the Torah portion reading. The prophet reading is like coming to the mid-height, in a sense. But now the New Testament reading really now gets us to that place of the Lord at the top of Jacob's ladder. And so when you look at the fullness of the New Testament reading, although it was a part of the chapter that was assigned, you know, going according to the Hebrew for Christians, which we have a high regard for the work there, because by studying there's an inner logic in the scripture. We haven't been able to get to that particular point there because it kind of involves going into some of the words. Just like in Rastafari Patois, like the whole thing about the Irie and Gyra, we sought to bring forward there. We've kind of spoken on it, how some people say Irie is Jamaican Patois. I say, no, it's really Rastafari speak. Now, Rastafari speak shares something in common with Jamaican Patois and Jamaican Patois with other languages from our sojournings coming forward to this region right now, right? But we call it Rastafari because the application of it is in context with the prophecy. So a lot of people talk about Irie. A lot of people might talk about Bob Marley. They might like his music because it's good music. You know, Bob Marley well is good music. You know, and the songs, you know, can still touch the heart and the mind. But now, many who might hear it might say, well, I love Bob Marley's music. And he said, well, what do you think about Haile Selassie? And they'll feel, well, I don't know about all that. You know, but then look at the fact that Yosef, he fed everybody. You know what I'm saying? Joseph fed everybody, you know what I mean? With the coin. He didn't say, well, are you a Hebrew? I'm only going to feed the Hebrews. So Bob, the reception of Bob Marley's music across such diverse spectra is only another testimony, another sign and witness. You know what I mean? A sign and witness that it is right and exact
to cite Bob Marley, a.k.a. also known as Burhana Selassie, the light of the Trinity, as the Rastafari Joseph, or the sign of Joseph, Yosef, right, in this revelation of Christ the King in the second coming. Because, you know, the second coming of Christ, right, would be proclaimed and must be proclaimed, and it was proclaimed, and it has been proclaimed, right? And because ones don't receive it or don't accept it, you know, doesn't make the word wrong. And when we study those who have gone before us, we see this same sign within what they went through. And what we go through by comparison, in a sense, is much lighter. You know, I mean, of course, every man feels his burden is the heaviest, right? But the Israelites slew Shechem. They slew the burden, right? And also, yeah. So here in, when the brother even mentioned about peace, about the covenant of peace, that's a whole reasoning right there. The covenant of peace, right? The covenant of peace is when we say free up yourself. Like even that expression, free up yourself, if you hear it with a natural mind, it can mean a lot of different things. You might not even see an application. I'm not bound, so I don't need to be freed up. It's like when the Jews or the black Jews said to the black Messiah that we have never been slaves. And then our Messiah, Yeshua, responded to them, you know, you know, he that sinned, you know, is a slave of sin. Which clearly even demonstrates and manifests this dual, they call it the two truths from ancient time, the two truths. There's this, like Machpelah, like from the burial place, the Machpelah, right? Because these are, things are buried in our unconscious part, because it's like our flesh mind is conscious, but our spiritual mind is unconscious. So the spiritual mind must be raised, right? Must be raised and brought up, right? Above, right, the natural mind. So therefore that is a manifestation of good over evil, right? That which is directed by the spirit and the counsel of God being above the natural. It's like if a man had to, you know, make a natural body bowel movement or something like that. Now, if he's in church, in the sanctuary, he doesn't go do it right there. You see what I'm saying? Because there's a conscience that, okay, I'll take that business over there. Just to show that, does that make him less spiritual? Because he still has the flesh to maintain in that sense, but according to that order. That's why Joseph, he says he was sent before to preserve, you know, to preserve life. But what life is he preserving for us? And why has he been sent to preserve that spiritual life, right? That spiritual life, that spiritual testimony. Spiritual testimony.